You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, a hard lesson. Let's take a look at 2 Chronicles 13 and 20. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. So this is the summary of the outcome of Jeroboam. In the book of Kings, Jeroboam created golden calves so that the people, their heart would not turn towards the Lord, but instead he had them over here worshiping these golden calves instead, in fear of if their heart was turned to the Lord, then they would kill him. Then Jeroboam continues on, and he puts forth his hand towards a man of God who was speaking what God was having him to say. And when he did it, his hand dried up. And then he had to ask this man of God to pray for him that his hand be restored. And God honored it, and his hand was restored. King Jeroboam continued on with his sinful ways, and he then put those from different classes as priests. So he found those in some of the lowest places and put them as priests. This was a sin that cut off his house. Then his son fell sick, and he told his wife to disguise herself and go to this prophet of God whose eyesight had dimmed because he was older. So he sends his wife in this deceitful way, as if her being there and her identity would not be revealed. You're going to send your wife and tell her to disguise herself and not to disclose that she is your wife. And your son, your child needs help. Your child is dying. Your child is sick. So she does as her husband tells her. She does as Jeroboam tells her. However, the Lord was already speaking to this prophet. The Lord was already revealing to this prophet who the woman was. And the child ended up dying. Then Jeroboam still continued in his ways. And here he is with Abijah, another king. And this king is standing before him and the people and telling him and all of Israel, listen, addressed in idolatry and in defense of God's priest, letting it be known that you don't want to fight against the Lord, and letting them know that the Lord was with them. The Lord was with King Abijah and the people of Judah. And he was letting King Jeroboam know, you don't want to do this, because if you go forward with trying to come against us, you're not going to prosper. And though King Abijah only had 400,000 chosen men, King Jeroboam had 800,000 chosen men. So King Jeroboam had more. Yet King Abijah gave that warning, gave that disclaimer. And what did King Jeroboam do? He set up an ambush on the front and on the back of the people of Judah. And they began to cry out with a shout to God. And God smote Jeroboam and all Israel. And out of the 800,000, it was 500,000 that they slew. So that left King Jeroboam with only 300,000, less than what he started with. And the Lord dealt with King Jeroboam. King Abijah pursued Jeroboam, and he took some cities. And to make a long story short, God struck King Jeroboam. He did not recover. He died. This is a hard lesson for one whose motive was wrong from the beginning, for one who would not take heed and wanted to do it their way, for one who took the grace of God for granted, that the time that God did restore, he had his own experience when God allowed his hand to be restored. Yet still, his decisions, his choices to have a deaf ear and a hardened heart, to be disobedient, to try to manipulate and create a space for those that he was leading to not worship the only one true living God, but now get into this place of worshiping these golden calves, turning people from the one and only true living God, putting people in positions that should not be there, because that's what he wanted to do, and not taking heed to every warning, from the loss of his child, to the experience he had with his hand, to the warning not to fight against God, that he and they, the children of Israel, would not prosper. Well, he was restored in one season. Maybe he thought he would be restored again in the season he found himself in. But this time, this hard lesson was one that cost him his life. It was one where he was either stricken in his mind to be fearful, to worry, to toss and turn, and have the series of events flash before him over and over and replay to taunt him mentally, drive him crazy, or some type of sickness that ailed him and took over his body until death. Either way, he was not restored. Either way, it was a hard lesson. And here's my moment of transparency. The Lord gave me this. He gave me 2 Chronicles 13 and 20. And as I began to research and go back to see, where did this all begin? Where did it start? And as I began to look and see how King Jeroboam was self-consumed and wanted to do things his way, his fear that the people would kill him if their heart turned towards the Lord, ended up coming to pass anyway, because he did it to himself. The hard lesson that he had to experience. And it just took me to this place of that sometimes, no matter how you try to warn, and no matter how you want better for those who keep making choices that are unfavorable, who keep making choices that come with a high price, who keep making choices and doing things that God is not pleased with, the hard lesson comes with a high cost. So I want to encourage you, if you have been like King Jeroboam, I encourage you to repent, turn from those ways, and turn to God. Let not this be a season of a hard lesson. Let not this be a season where you keep disobeying the warnings, disobeying what God is sending out, and doing things against God's people. Because even though one may have more, and it may seem like the more they have, the more damage that could be done. As King Abijah had less, there was more that God empowered them to do, because God was with them and he came. It was God that intervened. It was God that allowed this series of events to take place. If you find yourself in a position like King Jeroboam, I encourage you to not turn deaf ear. I encourage you to not harden your heart. I encourage you not to take things in your own hands and continue to do it your way. But I encourage you to repent, turn to God, submit yourself to God, and not allow this to be a hard lesson. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those that are doing things the way that is pleasing to you, that let this be a time, God, of repentance. Let this be a time, God, that their ears are open to hear and receive the instruction you're given, to hear and receive and do what is right in your eyes. Do what is right unto you. That, Lord, you will guide those who may be finding themselves being led the wrong way. That they, Lord, will have ears to hear and receive, Lord, and do what is right and pleasing unto you. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.